This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The deadline to get a real ID is fast approaching, everybody. You got Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. You're going to need one to fly domestically starting May 7th. So this summer, you may not be able to fly if you don't have this real ID. Here's what you need to know about getting that real ID. Now, you can fly with your passport, but why drag that along? You just use your ID. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, it's much easier. It's much smaller.
This change was mandated by the federal government. All state IDs and licenses have to have a star at the top right corner. Elizabeth, do you have your ID with you?
Yes, because last year my actual ID was going to
star
expire.
Oh, okay.
So then when I went into the DMV to take care of that, they said, you know, we're just going to get your real ID now. And I said, that's amazing. But
do it.
Here's the thing. I did reach out to my husband who travels a lot for work. Uh-huh. And I had told him about a month ago, I said, you need to get this done. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll get to it. Well, then when I pointed out, you have a trip at the end of May. You will not be able to travel because his passport's also expired.
Oh, you got to get this ID.
And immediately when I told him, hey, you can't get to that work trip, I got to get to the DMV. Well, when he went to the DMV, he went and brought a copy of his birth certificate. It was a copy
of the
birth
certificate.
You have to have
the original.
The actual birth certificate. So then he's going to the Oconomowoc Hospital trying to figure that out. Get out this paperwork.
Go to the county,
It was a whole thing. And so the point of this is, good thing he had time to do all of this because the traveling that I was most concerned about was after the May 7th deadline. You don't want to be stuck in that position. So make sure you go get it done.
Because if you don't have that real ID, you're going to be delayed in going. Yes, you can use that passport unless, like your husband, it's expired.
I know. And we're waiting to get that done. But you know what we're waiting on? We're waiting on the NFL to announce if the Packers are or aren't going to be playing the Steelers in Ireland.
Yeah.
That's literally what we're waiting on.
You better not wait on it because everybody else waiting on it's going to get ahead of you and you're not going to be able to go there,
too. I know. We'll get that done.
Oh, procrastination at its finest, everybody.
And can I tell you, if you're thinking about maybe going out to that game, here's what I've been hearing from my insiders that work in the NFL.
In Ireland?
Well, and we have some people that have connections out in Ireland, actually, too. So the Steelers are locked in for this game. It sounds like it's between the Bills or the Packers. And the Packers don't want to go.
Well,
they don't want to go. They've had 2 years in a row of international games, and it hasn't gone well.
And they've lost both of them.
It hasn't gone well. It's a lot of traveling. So they are sort of pushing back. The NFL might just raise their hand and say, no, we are going to be sending you, and they might just overrule that.
Yeah.
But also, think of these talks, everybody. Aaron Rodgers possibly going to the Steelers.
What?
Can you imagine if that game was in Ireland?
Oh, I'd love it.
Which is why you guys got to get your passports and your real ID. That's the moral of the story.
Get it done already, people. Absolutely. And the Big Ten starts the basketball tourney. The Badgers rank fifth. They're going to have a bye at least for one day. And then they're going to go into the playoffs, basically is what it is for the Big Ten Conference. And then March Madness starts next week.
That's amazing.
Woo! There you go. That's what you need to know on the go.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.